Church family, I thought that it would be important for you all to hear what we have been doing as a staff and a team here at Windsor Village. A couple of weeks ago, we had Vision Night, Moving Forward 2023. Amen. Thank you for coming. And we talked about what we are doing, what we have accomplished, and where we are going in the future, especially in 2023. And I want to just present a little bit of that to you this morning. Amen? Listen, I want to invite all of the church members to come out and check out what your church is doing on the business side, if you will. And so we have administrative board meetings four times a year, once a quarter, and we welcome all of our church family to come to that meeting. It's a Zoom call, and learn about what we are doing. Amen? And you can get all of the information about informal gatherings throughout the year right after church, where you can just come and we're going to chit-chat with each other. And we'll catch you up to what we've done in the quarter, and then we want to hear from you. If you have any comments or questions, we want to be able to address those. Amen? So that's what we are planning for 2003 as far as getting together as a church family. So in 2002, we launched what's called the Simple Church Initiative. The purpose for the initiative is to streamline our processes, our systems, and our ministries. Our desire was to bring clarity to the vision, the mission, and core values, and align them with God's will for our church. So through many, many, many conversations with the staff and the leaders throughout the year of 2022, we evaluated how we do ministry as the Windsor Village church family. And we continue to evaluate and reevaluate what we do in ministry to ensure that we are fulfilling the vision and the mission. Also, to provide meaningful and relevant ministry for the times that we are living in right now. And we want to be faithful stewards of our resources, our tithes, and our offerings. During COVID, while we were in lockdown, we had a chance to just take a hard look at how we do ministry at Windsor. And we noticed that during COVID, there were some things that we weren't doing that we didn't need to do anymore. And so instead of just doing activities, we began to seek God and ask God, exactly what is it you want us to do as a church family post-COVID? Amen? And we continue to seek Him. So we looked at our vision. Our vision continues to be the same. Our vision is to be God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Our mission. Now, we modified our mission just a tiny bit. Our mission is to be a Holy Spirit-led fellowship of kingdom builders who fulfill the ministry of Jesus Christ through our love for God, our church family, ourselves, and the world. So, in praying and seeking God, God said that He wanted Windsor Village to be more intentional about loving Him, loving our church family, and loving ourselves, and loving the world. Amen? And so that is what we are working on. We are a Holy Spirit-filled, led fellowship. So let me break that down real quickly. That means that the Holy Spirit leads us in this church. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of the Holy Spirit. Amen? We believe in the gifts and the fruit and the power and the anointing and the tongues and everything that comes with Him. Amen. We are not a cafeteria around here. Praise God. We are taking the whole loaf and walking with God. We are a fellowship, church family. We are a fellowship. We are fellows in the same ship. And that's what Pastor Kirby John has taught us. And we want to continue to be a fellowship. Amen. And we are kingdom builders. We are kingdom builders. We are building the kingdom of God. Our job, our focus is not just coming to church every Sunday so we can check off the box, but we are actually building the kingdom of God in the way that he wants to do. Praise God. Amen. And we are going to do this in love, in the love of God. And so, as you know, the past few weeks, we have been in the series, The Power of Love, because God wants us to become closer to him and allow him to love us, and he wants us to love each other more. During COVID, we were separated, and now we are coming back, and we are reconnecting our relationships with each other. Is that all right? So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you, and you can't do anything about it. Amen. So I want you to look at this love graphic real quick. I want to break this down. Is that graphic up? Good. All right. So the Lord says, be more intentional with love, about loving him and loving our church family, ourselves, and loving the world. Now, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says that, and I'm paraphrasing, faith, hope, and love, those are the three pillars of the church. But the greatest of these is love, the love of Christ. And so that is our focus. So we want to love God, as I've said, love each other and ourselves, and love the world. In order to love God, we have to know God. Amen. And that's what we do in our worship. And not just coming to worship together at church, but we want our worship to be a part of our daily living. What we do at work, what we do in our social activities, what we do in our family reunions. We want all of our lifestyles to reflect worshiping God. Amen. Then in loving each other and ourselves, we want to grow in God and with each other. And we're going to do that through Victory Wednesday, through Grow Small Groups, and through fellowship with each other. And then in loving the world, we want to go for God. And that's the hallmark of Winds Village. We have always been a church that goes out into the world. I mean, if you don't believe that, just cross the street and look at all these folks living in this home, these homes that might not have ever had the opportunity to own a home. Amen? So we do that very well, and we'll continue to go for God through service and outreach. So in all of our discussions, our planning, and relooking at our vision and our mission, we've come up with an action statement. And you're going to see this a lot, Windsor Village. Our action is that we will know, grow, and go in God. We will know, grow, and go in God. Amen? We have some core values. The first one, of course, is love. And I've talked about love there. And the second one is integrity. Integrity. We're going to be a church. We're going to continue to be a church, to live with integrity, grounded by scripture and guided by prayer, demonstrated by our actions. We are going to be a church that if we say something, you can depend on us. We're going to do it. Amen. And we're going to live as best we can according to God's word. We'll be a church of fellowship. That's another core value. We will gather in fellowship to worship God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and depart to serve our church family, our community, and our world. All of us are ministers of God in the vocations that God has called us to. And we want to continue to train believers, train the church family, and how to go out in the world and take the gospel. Amen? And our last core value is excellence. Excellence. We strive to walk in excellence as fruitful disciples and faithful stewards of God, making the most of our God-given talents and entrepreneurial spirit. We are not a perfect people, amen, but we are a people who are working to provide excellence in our serving the Lord and serving each other and serving our community. Praise God. Now, real quick, I just want to list some accomplishments that have come out of this Simple Church initiative. Number one, we moved from 3 worship services to 1 worship service. We reduced the number of Windsor Village Church family ministries. We used to have 120. Amen. Then we scaled them down to about 75. Now we're down to 25 ministries. And we had to take a look at how we do ministry. And so there were some ministries that we have sunset. That means we no longer do those ministries. There's some ministries we put on the back burner until the Lord says to activate them again. And there are many ministries that we just collapsed into 1 ministry, amen, so that we weren't duplicating our efforts. Also, as a part of Simple Church, we eliminated pre-recorded and streaming services because they cut down on the expenses, amen. We had no idea how expensive it was going to be during COVID to bring worship service to you, amen. And so we had to go back and take a look at our expenses, and that's one of the things that we did. We hosted, another accomplishment, we hosted New Year's Eve Zoom prayer call instead of a New Year's Eve worship service at the KBC. We're utilizing in-house speakers for our fall and spring feasts. We facilitated small and some major ministries through the Zoom platform. So those are just some of the things that we were able to do as a result of the Simple Church initiative. What can you look forward to in 2003? Well, we're going to have 2023. What did I say, 2003? I wish I could go back. I moved a lot better. All right. In 2023, this is what you can look for, church family. We're going to have more church family prayer and praise gatherings. That is our priority here. We must pray and connect with the Lord. Amen. We must pray and we must praise God. We are going to provide more family counseling, couples counseling, therapeutic counseling, and crisis intervention services here. We are renewing our partnership with the Menninger Clinic. I'm very excited about that. And we will be able to provide counseling sessions for more of the church family. We're going to continue to grow our small groups and real Bible studies. Now listen, church family, small groups are very important. This is what's going to help us to grow closer to the Lord and to each other. Amen. And when you have a large church like this, it's easy for people to get lost in the crowd. But small groups helps us to connect with each other, to find that tribe that will pray with us, be with us, love us, call us, check us, look out for us. Amen. So I want to encourage everybody to get in a small group, and Pastor Craig will be providing service in that area. I told you that we have started the leadership program. I'm very excited about that. We want to continue to grow leaders at Windsor Village. Amen. And then we will continue our Men in Solidarity, God's Blueprint for Strong Women, the 12 for Men and Women, our singles, married couples, and parenting ministries. And we will continue Youth Outbreak, which is growing, children's ministry, y'all keep having babies, it's growing, praise God, and we want to continue to expand the arts through worship and arts. So those are some of the things that will be happening in 2003. Amen. 2023. Praise God. So listen, I just wanted to give you an update about what we're doing around here. Amen. We want to keep church simple. We are simplifying church and maximizing worship.